Welcome to Maseches Baba Kama, Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 6, Mishnah 1. The Mishnah begins. Hakonis tzayin ladir. If somebody corrals his sheep into a pen, v'na b'fana karai, and he properly latches the door, the Gemara says we're talking about a door that could stand up to an ordinary wind, v'yatza v'hizika, but the animal somehow got out and it damaged, either with shame, by eating something, or regal, or trampling something, pater, and the owner of the sheep is exempt from pain, even though he didn't do the most amazing a watching possible, because he just used a regular door. But that's the way it works. A shmir b'chusa, even an ordinary, very simple watching is considered sufficient. And that the trade-off for that is that ordinarily he pays nezek shalom right away, he pays the full value straight up. Let's say he didn't close the door properly, or he used a door which can't even stand up to a regular wind. And it goes and it out and it damages either by eating or trampling. Then he has to pay the full value. It's pshia, it's negligence. Nifritza b'layla. Let's say he did a proper locking, and the animal somehow broke out during the night. Aisha partzua listim, or robbers broke open the gate. V'yatza v'hizika, and it went into damage. Pater, he doesn't have to pay. What's the chiddush? What's the novelty of this statement? So the Mishnah is teaching us that only when it breaks out by night are you not exempt. But let's say it breaks out during the day, and enough time passed that you should have found out about it, and found your sheep, and taken care of it. Then if it damages, you'll be liable. Tosafot says this in the Gemara. Let's say the robbers took it out. The robbers are liable. Once they took it out, it becomes their responsibility. Let's see Mishnah Bey's Mishnah 2. Let's say he left his sheep in a very sunny spot, so the animal's in great pain, it's being oppressed. Even though he used a normal door in front of it, and it somehow broke out, he's still going to be liable. Or he gave it over to a deaf mute, somebody who's not 100% mentally capable, or a child, and it goes on the damage, it eats or tramples, then he's liable for the damages. Again, that's negligence. Let's say he gave it over to a shepherd. Then the shepherd assumes responsibility. The Gemara explains that we really know this already from the fourth parak. The fourth parak says that if you give it over to a shomer, to a watchman, they assume your responsibility. The Gemara explains that we're talking about a situation where the shepherd gave it over to another shepherd. Now, it seems like that was the norm, that there was a head shepherd, and he would give it over to his different shepherds that worked for him. So in that situation, the halacha is, even though usually shemer shemas l'shemer, that if one watchman gives it over to another watchman, the first one is liable. But here, since it's the norm, and it's assumed that he's going to give it over to one of his watchmen, then the second watchman would be responsible. Nafla l'gina. If it falls mistakenly into a garden, that means to say it's walking in public property, falls off the side into a private garden, venenis, and the animal eats from that garden that falls into, mishalemis mashanenis, then you have to pay that which it benefited, which means to say you don't pay what you actually damaged. You pay what the animal benefited. That means what you usually feed the animal, even if it's mash or something very inferior, you pay that to the owner. Yarda kedaka, let's say it walked down by itself into a garden, it didn't fall, v'hizika, and it damaged, again, it ate or trampled, mishalemes mashi hizika, in that situation, you have to pay that which it damaged. Ketza mishalemes mashi hizika, how do we evaluate that? So the Mishnah says it's not as simple as it sounds. Shamin besa ba'isa sada, we evaluate a besa, which is approximately 50 by 50 amas, which is 2,500 square amas. Kama ha'isa yafa, how much that entire area was worth without the row that it ate. The kama yafa, and how much is it worth now, missing that row, which is very insignificant, because when you look at it as a larger area and someone buys the property, the fact that one row is missing is not so terrible. So we don't make you pay for so much. We just make you pay agav. You just look at everything around it and you evaluate it that way. That's the opinion of the Tanna Kamma. Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Shira says no. Achla peres gemurim, if it eats ripe fruit, mishalem es peres gemurim, then you have to pay actual ripe fruit. You don't evaluate it in the whole field. Im sa sa'a, if it ate a full sa'a, im sa'aim, sa'aim, if it ate two sa'a, you're going to have to pay twice. So he argues on the Tanna Kamma, and he says that you have to pay the actual fruit itself. The only time he says that you evaluate the row or the fruit that it ate is when it still needs it, it's unripe. But once it's ripe, in that situation, you pay for the actual ripe fruit. Wishing you a fantastic day and a wonderful rest of your week.